This is a prepaid call from
William Coons,
an inmate at the county correctional facility. All phone calls are subject to recording and monitoring. To decline this call, press 9 now, and to accept this call, press 1 now. Thank you. Your call has been accepted.
Interesting.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
What is the last thing you can remember before the event occurred?
Take two. Mark.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the homemade broadcast, an HM bonus edition of the program. It is December 14th, 2023. Good evening to you. I'm sorry I'm running late tonight, but, you know, sometimes that just happens. I was sitting there. I'm like, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it tonight. And then I said, get up and do something. It's just been I'm in holiday. I mean, I'm sure a lot of you are too. We're, you know, 11 days away from Christmas. I got a hell week this week. You know, I think a lot of people do with recording, you know, the weekly checkups in advance this week so I can go away for Christmas and putting those together. And I kind of like doing them beforehand because then I don't have to be there on Saturday. But then the downside of that is you got to do a bunch of you got to stitch the audio together and record some and record out. So it takes longer than just doing the show on Saturday morning. But I will be there live, by the way, this Saturday morning, 10 a.m. for the weekly checkup on the bone. Live programming on, what is that? Tomorrow's the 15th, it'll be the 16th. So hopefully you join me there on the bone. It's going to be the last time for, there goes my cam. We're back. That's good. I wonder if that shows up on the screen or not. Anyway, doesn't matter. Welcome. Good to see you. Good to talk to you. You're listening on audio, you didn't even see that glitch, which is good. And I had the holidays, you know, are here, right? I just said that. And is it me or do you notice people want stuff? People want stuff around the holidays more, and they feel like it's a good time to take advantage of people's good nature, high spirits. And sometimes you get scammed. I've noticed a lot of people who seem like they might be have some sort of addiction hanging out around supermarkets, kind of asking for your spare change along with the Salvation Army lady that rings the bell. We have a very festive one at our Publix, and I feel guilty because I never have change that I can give because it's just not that sort of economy anymore. I don't know how bums do it. Now, you got to have on your Obama phone, you got to have Venmo or something now in order to, because nobody carries cash. Everybody's paying with cards and stuff now. But I notice a lot of that, and they kind of give you the, sir, can you spare anything? No, I'm sorry, I can't. And they go, happy holidays. They hit you with the happy holidays. And just to make you feel like a jerk. It's a nice gesture, but it's always thank you, screw you. Is really what it means. And I had an experience at the gas station today where there was an older woman, I would say late 60s, early 70s. She told me she was 70. And she started walking. I was getting gas and she started walking up and I got, oh God. And I started looking to see if I had, you know, some change laying around, which, you know, again, you just don't. Nobody does. And my window was open too because it was a nice, pleasant day here in Florida. So she walks up to the window and puts her hand kind of kind of grabs the window and kind of sticks her head in a little bit. And she goes, sir, I'm not homeless. I'm not asking for money. My name is, I don't even know, she introduced herself. She goes, I am 70 years old. I'm a senior citizen. And I'm from South Korea. That's weird. I don't care. I don't know you. I don't care where you're from. I'd like you to take your hand off my window. And I feel bad thinking these things, obviously, but I'm dubious of everything, and you should be. We live in a world full of scammers. So she, and I was just about to hit her with that. No, I'm sorry, I don't have anything. And she goes, I'm looking for a ride. I need a ride. I'm going, okay. And she goes, which way are you going? So she's making it like, oh, I'm going that way. I said, I just live around the corner. I'm just going home. And the truth of the matter was, is here's kind of the bad thing. I was going to where she was going. I was going there. She wanted to go to Publix, and I was going to Publix. That's where I was headed after the gas, you know, getting the gas thing. I just got a weird vibe, man. I got a weird vibe from it. I don't know. I was really on the fence about it because she was like, can I sit down? And I go, I'm kind of in a rush. I hit her with, I'm in a rush, you know, the classic. And she goes, well, I can wait until you know, get your gas. And then I can sit down. I'm going, I go, I'm sorry. No, I can't do it. I got to get back, which is sort of true. I mean, I'm on the clock for work. I do work remotely. So I was going to do something for work, by the way. So it wasn't a total lie. And then she hit me with the happy holidays. And Jenna like turned around real fast. And it was a spry broad too. I mean, like she was moving. So there was a Winn-Dixie right down the street. Like, I don't know. I didn't want to ask too many questions because I didn't want to get that involved in it. Could she have been homeless? Yes. I'm not sure. 50-50 on it. Not that that really matters, but I don't want anybody in my car. I don't want anybody in my car. I feel like I'm a bad person right now. Maybe I am. You can tell me in the comments if you want to, or you can leave a message on my Twitter, home_made_man, or my Facebook, HMB Radio. You can see all that down there if you're watching the videos, or you can leave a voicemail or text, 813-693-2124. I don't know. I've been thinking about it all day of whether I should have given that lady a ride or not. Also, it was going through my head, like, is this a thing where she'll be like, S-U-D type of thing. I kind of got that vibe just the way she was so confidently. I felt like she's done this before. Can I sit down? Like it was very, the language that she used was very, it felt like it was a code type of thing. Also, my mind could just be off in a very dark place too. That's totally possible. But I don't know. I just got a weird vibe. I'm from South Korea. I didn't get the vibe that she was from South Korea. I don't know. I don't want to judge anybody. The story we're going to do tonight is about race, but I don't know. Weird vibes. Don't care you're from South Korea. Don't care you're 70, really. I get the 70 part because you're saying I need a ride. I'm old. But I don't care you're from South Korea. Speaking of Koreans, I don't know if this lady is Korean. Austin Mayor. I should probably look this up. You don't want to get in trouble now. Austin Mayor Wu. What's her name? Austin Michelle Wu. That sounds Chinese to me, right? She's Taiwanese. Okay. Which some people would say that's Chinese, particularly Chinese people. And President Xi, who, by the way, President Xi, if you'd like to sponsor a podcast, please email me, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. It goes for anybody, really. But I'm just saying. It's available to you. I make myself available to you. I don't have a job right now. So I got to figure out what I got to do to survive, brother and sister, whatever. Mayor Wu, she got into some trouble. Let's check it out. This is from NBC Boston.
Well, just in time for the end of the year, we have another new controversy at Boston City Hall. This time it involves a party invitation that was accidentally sent to all city councilors, even though not all of them were invited. NBC 10's Eli Rosenberg joining us live from City Hall with a closer look at what happened here, Eli?
Corey, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu says this party has been held for more than a decade without any issues. All the city council members, as you mentioned, were invited to the party, which is going on right now, only to have that invitation rescinded for some.
I'm going to leave these in your offices.
At the last scheduled Boston City Council meeting of the year, a festive atmosphere. There were gifts, smiles, and group pictures. but also tension. Over a holiday party, not everyone on the city council was invited to.
I don't get offended. You don't want me at a party, I'm not going to come to a party, so, you know.
It all started with this email, sent out by a city staffer on Tuesday on behalf of Mayor Michelle Wu, inviting all city councilors to an Electeds of Color holiday party on Wednesday night. About 15 minutes later, the same staffer sending out an email apologizing for sending out the invite to all city councilors. The mayor.
See that? I mean, that's pretty ballsy right there. You should probably just be like, oops, well, I guess we're having whites this time. That's unfortunate, but I can't go back on it now. No, they're so ballsy. They go, oh, sorry. Coloreds only, please.
They're saying the party is just intended for minority elected officials.
There are many, many events that are private events for all different sorts of groups. And so we've clarified that and look forward to seeing everyone at one of the other dozens of opportunities to celebrate the holiday.
Let me ask you this. And I feel like it's an easy question, and I'm sure one that you probably thought of. Could you do a whites only? Uh-oh. I don't think so. I don't think you can do that. That seemed really bad. I feel like that first guy. The guy, you don't want me at the party? I won't go to the party. That's how I would feel, too. But, I mean, this is a wacky world we're living in. It's just reversed, right? Everything's the opposite.
The mayor says the Electeds of Color holiday party has been held for more than a decade, and there's never been an issue before this.
Yeah, because nobody sent the invite out for an incompetent assistant didn't send the invite to the whites.
City councilors attending the event defending the party.
It's not at all divisive. It's creating spaces for people and communities and identities with shit.
Oh, it's creating spaces. Creating spaces. I see.
Experience to come together.
I think somebody wanted to make this an inflammatory issue, and they've clearly succeeded. I have two microphones in my face asking me about an annual.
It's never the thing. It's always the reaction to it. Now you're assaulting me with microphones because I'm going to a no whites party. Yeah, geez. Thanks a lot.
Holiday party that we have, and whether or not I should, you know, care about their feelings that there's a holiday party for people of color that they weren't invited to because they don't share those experiences.
But
just imagine for a moment if it was a white guy up there saying that. Can you imagine? I'm thinking about it in my mind, and my butthole is percolated, boy. It is tight. It's making me uncomfortable to think of somebody who's a whitey like me saying something like that. That's wild.
Frank Baker, attending his last scheduled city council meeting, says the party sends a wrong message for a council long plagued by infighting.
I think the holidays is a time for people, everybody to get together. So we'll see what happens, the way it goes. I do find it divisive, but, you know, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, not much you can do about it, my friend. For people who have seen or at least claimed, you know, often that they hold so much power, can't seem to wield it. Ever. Instead, they just get chastised for noticing something is awry. How dare you notice this? You're putting microphones in my face?
That party is still going on right now. Not too far from where we are here outside City Hall. The mayor did say there are several other holiday parties in the coming days. She hopes all city council members come to one or all of those. Oh. Live in Boston, Eli Rosenberg, NBC 10 Boston.
I'm very curious what the Boston City Council demographics are. Let's look it up. We have the power. Boston City Council members. See how many of them are whiteys. I'm going to bet not very many. Let's see here. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. All right, let's get this here. Present, share screen, City Council. Farts. Ed, cracker. Damn it. You're ruining my point. All right. Michael, damn it. Michael. All right. Michael Flaherty. You can't go to the party. He's white. Oh, Ruth Z. That's the one we heard from. She could go. She'll be there at the party. Julia, you're allowed at the party. Meha. Aaron, nope. You can't go to the party. because you have blonde hair and you're not Beyonce. I'm saying your skin is also too pale to go. Sorry. Gabriella Coletta, I think she can go. I think Frank, by the way, that's my guy who was like, you want me to go to a party? I'm not going to go to a party. I think he should go. I mean, he seems pretty ethnic to me. I don't know. I'm just saying. Brian's going. Brian will be there, and he's going to be the belle of the ball. Ricardo, we heard from him. He doesn't care about his fellow council members' feelings, and he's upset because microphones are in his face. He will be there. He will be at the party. Kendra is at the party. Yes, definitely. This lady with the headdress on, Tania Fernandez Anderson, yes, she will be at the party. Nope. Sharon, get out. Don't even try to come in here. Liz Breeden. What about LGBTQ? I don't know if Liz is LGBTQ. I'm just looking at her photo, and I'm making a lot of assumptions. I'm not making any assumptions. I shouldn't say that. I'm just asking a question. Would LGBTQ be able to go in Liz's case? Maybe, perhaps, because that seems like an issue. You can't discriminate against LGBTQ. So what do we got? Liz, maybe, because she may be LGBTQ. We don't know that. So she might be kind of, you know, honored in to the party. Sharon, get your white ass out of here. So we got one, definitely no, not sure. And then we got yes, 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 yes. Frank's not going. Again, I feel like Frank should be honored to go too. I just feel like, I don't know. Just look at him. Listen to how he talks. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Gabriella, yes. Aaron's a no. Aaron's definitely not going. Michael's not going. And the council president, Ed, not going to make it. Not going to make it. He's scaring me, frankly. I understand why they don't want Ed there. Maybe they're just afraid of Ed, just because he looks like a skeleton that's wrapped in some sort of white electrical tape. And a little bit of hair, weird hair, short. Maybe they're just afraid of him and they go, well, we don't want to. He's the president, the city council president. We'll just do no whites. There we go. That's what it is. So it's really nothing against Michael or Aaron or Frank or Sharon or Liz. It's just like, so there's more. I would say there's more. Let's see. Let's do the math here. One whitey. Two whitey, three whitey, four whitey, we'll count Frank, five whitey, six whitey. And then we got one POC, two POC, three, four, five POC, six, seven. So there's more POC than whites on the city council. Not by much. So maybe, I don't know, maybe Ed should invite Michael and Aaron here, and maybe Frank, and, you know, Sharon, and maybe Liz. She might be going to the other party. We don't know. And have your own party. Solutions. Are they solutions from the 1950s and 60s? Yes. But it is a solution. Something tells me that if Ed tried to do that, it would be a problem. It would be a big problem, and he would not be the city council president anymore. If he were to do that, be very frowned upon. Granted, he has all the power, you see. Power, okay? But if he were to use that power, the power would be taken away from him. See how it works? It's so easy. It makes so much sense. I don't think, by the way, I don't even think, probably a lot of these people are not like racist either. Or reverse, whatever you want to call it. You can't, a lot of people just say you can't be racist against whiteies. Whatever. But you just can't go to the party because you're white. Fine. I think Ruthie likes Frank as a guy. It's like, I like that guy. He's a cool guy. I think it's just like a weird ideology that kind of binds them. You know, it's just and it's not even dislike. It's just like a thing, like a ritual that you do. No whites at the party. I wish, and they probably sit around and go, man, I wish Frank was here. Frank's, Frank's, you know, the life of the party. I wish Frank was here, but I can't do it. Just can't do it. It's a POC party only. I wish Frank was here, though. He's a pretty cool guy. And I tell you, I don't think the mayor is either. I can tell you why right now. Notice anything here? And if you're not, if you're listening on podcast, listen. I appreciate that. But sometimes you need the visuals. So head over to willsyoutube.com and you'll get all the visuals. You get to see Frank. Okay? Everybody loves Frank. Great guy. This is Mayor Wu. And this is her family. Do you notice anything about her husband? He's made out of paste. He's the whitest man in the world. So I don't think it's fair to say that Mayor Wu is racist or doesn't like white people. She likes white people so much. He's this man that's made out of paste, has got to put his orf, his thing. I know I'm on YouTube. I just don't want to be too filthy or vulgar. But she let him put his paste-made penis inside of her. And they made, at least twice, we know that that happened at least twice. There's two babies there. And those are definitely his kids. So they've had sexual intercourse at least two times with a white and made these two cute kids here. So it's not, I really feel like it's nothing personal, really. It's just something that you have to do if you're part of that political party. It binds them. Their distaste, not even distaste. What would you call it? I'm trying to think of a good word. I just think it's just like a ritual. It's like a religious symbol. It's nothing personal. They don't hate him. She doesn't hate her kids 50%. It's just dumb. It's just dumb. So anyway, Frank, I hope you have a great holiday. I think you came out looking like the real winner here. Ed, get it together. You're scaring everybody. My man, Frank Baker here. I hope you have a phenomenal Christmas. Everybody else on that council can get bent, but Frank's the man, and I should send him an email. Maybe I will do that and wish him a happy holiday and tell him to do a whites-only party. Thank you so much for tuning in. This was fun. I'm going to try to be back tomorrow, although it's Friday and no promises. But I'm going to try to do one during the day. You know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, thank you very much. My name's Will Koontz, 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, willsyoutube.com, home_made_man. President Z, if you're interested in sponsoring the show, I hope you will hit my inbox, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. You know, this lady, Mayor Wu, is Taiwanese. Unless I get a Venmo, then she's Chinese. Okay? Thank you. Goodbye.
Silence, ho!
Shut up, bitch!